There's gotta be something on.
They say the word shit like 100 times.
You make the bully drink piss.
Whoa!
What is this exactly about?
Sean's parents are basically on the verge of a divorce.
We'll come back to bite them in the ass later.
I always wonder, like, why was it always that kid's problem?
Did you see that?
But I'm sure if I'm quite drunk enough to see Meet the Beatles.
Of course, yeah. Nobody saw it. You know why? Because no one saw this movie.
It's like Avenue Q, only worse.
Yeah, it was definitely a rental for me.
On 3D, plus the IMAX 3D, plus the other theater had it.
Which was not really that hard.
Wait, where did he come from?
Get it up.
One of those covers of the video store, you remember?
Oh, this is that movie? Yep, of course. Yep. What in the hell is this, and why is it on my TV? Yeah, I'm gonna have to catch this from the beginning.
What am I watching?
A bunch of people are sitting out on a curb. Guy coughs, spits into the puddle on the street. All of a sudden, a car comes by, splashes the puddle onto all the passengers. Cuts to the word coronavirus.
So it's been a month.
I don't even know. What are we, 90 days yet? Where are we?
If no one had told me, hey, there's a global pandemic right now, I would have probably not known for the first couple weeks.
The state shut down everything with any public venues. I'm unfortunately considered essential, so I'm out in the world every day and trying my best not to kill my family.
How are you guys doing with this amazing global situation we find ourselves in? Happy quarantine!
You say living on lockdown, it sounds like an Aerosmith song.
Oh my god.
Living on lockdown!
Yeah,
living on lockdown!
Living on lockdown!
What about the original blockbuster?
Jaws, yeah. Jaws.
Oh, here's an interesting thing.
Let's not forget Jaws 2.
We just watched Jaws 2 for the first time. Longtime Jaws fans avoided the sequels. Jaws 2 is a perfect piece of garbage, but I think it's a 5 out of 5 movie. Chief Brody is so unhinged and crazy. And I'm in love with Roy Scheider. Roy Scheider is like my ultimate celebrity.
Go off on movie Roy Scheider.
So I loved it. And like that to me is the perfect summer flick. Like teenagers get killed. There's a
half
shark.
The movie
a lady catches on fire. Like, thank you. That's all I need.
Because she covers herself in gasoline.
Yeah, well, she was trying to put the gasoline on the shark, though, right? I remember it's like the way she kind of almost has that, it looks like the end of Texas Chainsaw for a second. She's just screaming madly before she, like, goes up in flames. My favorite part of that movie is when they have all the boats that are capsized and all the kids have sort of, like, pulled a little bit of, like, a raft together. And there's that one boat that's off on its own and Jaws winds up coming out of the water and swallowing that one chick whole. I was like, that traumatized me. I was just like,
half
oh
of Jaws 2 is just boats getting stuck on rocks. I mean, half the footage is, oh, we're stuck on another rock, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my raft is, oh, my sailboat is stuck. Oh, my pontoon is stuck.
We take these things out all the time, man. This has literally never happened to us before, but we grew up in the water. It's awesome.
My favorite line is when Brody is like, why is everyone on this island a boat freak? Like, it's an island, Martin. Do you not get it yet?
By the same token.
He's so angry, too, because he had to take that role because he turned down De Niro's part in The Deer Hunter.
Yeah, I learned that recently.
Wow,
that's
I didn't
rough.
Know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Universal was like, you have to make Jaws 2 or we're suing you.
It was his, as a much later, greater example, Mike Myers' Cat in the Hat, because he refused to do a movie, so he had to be the Cat in the Hat.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
We're part of a Mike Myers movie.
That makes sense.
We have a lot of
that
explains
back
a
when
lot.
People would, back when studios would sign stars to, like, you know, 5-picture deals at Universal. Mm-hmm. We don't care what you make, but you're making 5 movies. Your next 5 movies are for us. Like, there was a thing where, you know, summer movie star of his day, Van Damme, apparently Universal kept coming back to him, offering him more and more and more. And he was just coked out of his mind, being like, I want $200 million then. Like,
All right, and just try not to hurt anybody, dance boy. Let's just get the next one done with less injuries on the than on the last one.
Here's what I want to talk about, because Young Guns actually brings up a really good...
If you're
going to
suddenly skirt Young Guns, that's going to be a problem for at least two of us on this call.
Young Guns, this is what I loved about a certain cable channel way back when, right? And actually, you have to thank this cable channel, because this is where I saw Meatballs Part 2, Meatballs 3, Summer Job, and Meatballs 4, Meatballs to the Rescue.
Meatballs 5, more Meatballs. And Meatballs 6, USA. Meatballs here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and USA provided us with one of what I think is one of the greatest things that ever happened. They gave us USA Up All Night.
Yes.
Okay. Now what? And I want to talk about Young Guns, because I saw Young Guns like almost every weekend on USA during the day, but at night, USA Up All Night would show us all of these amazing, great 80s. Pseudo sex comedies, whatever it is, but like this was my summers. I would watch every Friday and Saturday. I would watch USA Up All Night. Did you guys ever do that?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, those are so good. All of those movies were good. But what are some of the ones you guys?
Is this where you saw Young Guns? Is this where how this connects?
I did. I saw Young Guns on USA. They would show that. They would show those kind of movies during the day, right? And which made you watch USA, because it's like, oh, this is great. I'm gonna watch this. This is also where they would used to show Amazing Stories.
Mm-hmm.
For some odd reason, they'd combine it.
Came back in the 90s.
Yeah, but you know. I just think you saw some really cool movies during the heyday of the 90s cable network. But what are some of the other movies you guys remember watching?
We can't contribute to the USA Up All Night conversation, but I have seen Young Guns.
Yeah, but the summer movies.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.
The New Jersey HorrorCon reputation is exploding. The atmosphere you guys have created. New Jersey HorrorCon was my entree into an actual horror convention.
Love it.
And you're doing a great job.
That is amazing. I'm super proud and super inspired to hear that. I mean, that's a testament to the community of cons and, you know, of horror and stuff in general.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Carmen Electra.
Hey.
Wow, we are all nice giving high fives to an absolute icon.
This is incredible.
Trailblazer, amazing. You are amazing. Carmen Electra,
absolutely.
Be well.
Safe. Thank you so much.
Love.
Have a good one. Be well.
So
you can't see it on radio, but
oh,
she's still
my God.
Got it.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
My wife right
still
there.
Got it.
My wife gets the picture of Carmen Electra.
The wife does it. There you go, wife. Good job, wife. That's a keeper. That wife's a keeper.
Are you having a blast?
I am having a blast. Are you having a blast?
I am.
This place is awesome, right?
What's your most favorite part of the whole day so far?
When the guy dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss stopped in front of our booth and we put Strutter on and he did a lip sync to the whole thing.
Guys, if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do that.
Yesterday I bumped into Michael Winslow. I got to have this whole experience where Leslie Easterbrook was lost and looking for her autograph table, and I got to take her all around.
It's spooky, actually. I'm going to turn the chair around a little bit
so
I can see you.
Oh, all right.
Keep an eye on you. I saw you and I thought, This guy knows everything. Terrific sound in here with
Thank you. Yeah, it's really amazing how it...
Damon Della Greca of Slasher, this awesome app. I wanted to do something that would really make it for these people who just love to create, who love horror.
Thank you for what you're doing, dude. It's great that you put this together.
Absolutely, man. It's always good to see you.
We're trying to have as much fun, and we want people to have fun with us, and that's why we got guys like you stop by the table, hang out. We get to do the radio thing for a little bit.
He's from Jersey. I'm from the South, so.
And I'm from the Bronx, so.
So we're all still friends. That's good.
Daniel Frankenstein. I'm representing psychothematicmedia.com. Call ourselves a creative collective.
My name is Gail Bykowitz.
Yeah, I'm Hector De La Rosa. We're partners in crime here. We're doing special effects makeup, and we're also independent filmmakers.
When I ran into them earlier, they were definitely vampire cowboys.
I love Better Off Dead. I love Villain Heads. And I'm just so glad that you guys remember
the
film.
Oh my god. Those movies, I would go to school and just try and talk like Bill and Ted all day.
No
like,
triumphant. I
want to go back to that $2, man. Right? I have walked around wanting those $2 for how many years now?
This is fantastic. Oh. But of course, I'm
we need some language lessons.
David Clone from the Hollow Knight Network, and by now you know what it's time for you to do. Let's go on over to NewJerseyHorrorCon.com, get yourself some tickets, and check out this awesome event where we are lifetime sponsors. We will be there from now until infinitum with all these incredible guests that are going to be at the next one, bringing you all the awesome from the show floor right to your digital door, right here at Hollow9.com at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival.
Did you get it? I hope you got it.
I got it.
That's good. See you soon.